This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. In response to mounting pressure from farmers and their legislators, President Trump has authorized the early release of emergency farm aid despite the ongoing government shutdown. We will hear more from USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with acre-edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
President Trump directed USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins to immediately free up $3 billion in Commodity Credit Corporation funds as growers struggle to stay afloat amidst the trade war with China. Rollins confirmed the $3 billion amount recently on Fox News.
That's right, that we will move out under the current plans, but that is not the plan that we will soon announce under the China compromising our soybean farmers' access.
That plan could amount to more than $10 billion, but is being hampered by the shutdown. Rollins also announced that FSA offices, which are critical tools for farmers to access aid, will also be reopening.
We announced every one of those offices will open officially this week. The checks will begin to move again.
Carryover funds will go to pay two staffers to work at each office 5 days a week. Rollins says that the moves to free up aid for farmers are needed right now as farmers struggle to pay bills.
Their rental payments for their land, their mortgage payments on their certain combines, etc. They are not able to make those without these checks coming in.
Federal estimates indicate that soybean growers are losing an estimated $100 an acre, with China cutting off more than $12 billion in U.S. soybean exports. President Trump is set to meet with President Xi Jinping of China next week. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.